This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Happy Monday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. It is time for some better health in your life. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or to call. Let's go ahead and say good morning. John Wagner is here with Community Insurance Partners. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jenna. Good morning, everyone.
So, John, you're a dad, and it's the day after the big day. Are all your kids okay, or are they in a sugar coma?
Well, the older two are probably okay. I'm not quite sure what they did last night, but the younger one, I think, took it easy. I think he took it easy a little bit, so okay. I think he's going to try to pace himself this week with the chocolate intake.
You know what? Slow and steady wins the race. I love it. And
that's
we have
awesome.
Dr. Burnett as our doctor from VIP Care today. Good morning.
Good morning, doctors in the house.
Listen, one day we're just going to stuff everybody in this room, and we're going to have like all of the doctors on the expert panel at once.
A big free-for-all.
One of those fire rounds, like a lightning round. Just go and everybody has to say something.
Well, there's four of them. They can do something a cappella too. So.
We could all sing. That's been proven.
We could all sing. Why are we even discounting ourselves?
No. we're good on it today.
Well, okay. So Dr. Burnett is here with VIP Care, and let's just kick off the show with you sharing everyone what VIP Care is, who you are, and where y'all are.
Well, we're all over and we're growing fast. We're looking for you to come to our office for wellness and healthcare. And it's open enrollment. John will talk about that. And we're in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And like I say, we're expanding our presence. We have three offices in Escambia and one in Santa Rosa County.
And who do you service?
We service seniors mostly, and we're actually specializing in Medicare Advantage plans and providing senior care for all of our, the best generation.
The best generation.
The greatest generation.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I love that. And hey, if you have a question, 850-437-1620, the number to text, or you can call today. We'd love to hear your voice. So let's talk about open enrollment before we go into maybe discussing a little bit more about what a routine, I'm air quoting, checkup looks like at VIP Care. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about right now with enrollment. How is it going? Are you seeing like a lot of people calling and asking questions? Are there normal questions to ask? Are you feeling like people just don't have enough information when it comes to looking at their Medicare plans?
So yes, 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 and yes to all those questions.
Okay, check,
so
check.
So it looks like things are maybe slightly getting a little bit back to normal. Obviously, this is a very busy time. And I think a couple weeks ago, we kind of talked about some of the verbiage or the semantics. So you do have open enrollment with Medicare, but the open enrollment period for Medicare actually starts January 1st and runs through March 31st. During that time, you can change. You have one time to make an election to change to another plan. What we're in right now is the annual enrollment period or annual election period that starts October 15th and runs through December 7th. During that time frame, everybody who has Medicare has the opportunity to look at other options that are out there. You can either stay with your plan or you can move to a different plan with the same carrier. So if you have a United Healthcare or a Blue Cross or a Cigna or a Humana plan now, and they have another plan option that's better for you, you can potentially move over to one of those options, or you can change carriers altogether. Or if you want to go back to traditional Medicare, you can do that as well. So that's the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th. Open enrollment starts January 1st and runs through March 31st. If you get on a new plan, Medicare gives you the option during that first 3 months of the year. If you're not happy with the plan, you can make a one-time election and make another change. So that's what we talk about. And then people get confused because you also have open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act or ACA. It's also known as Obamacare. That happens around this time of year as well. That's for people who aren't on Medicare, who are on traditional insurance plans. So a lot of things going on now. It has been very, very busy. I was telling Dr. Burnett earlier, we've already helped twice as many people through the first couple weeks of the season as we did last year. You know, COVID last year, people were afraid to move, afraid to go and meet with people, but things are starting to open up now. I think I heard on the radio this morning that over two-thirds of the country has been vaccinated now, or at least one dose. So I think people are starting to feel more comfortable being out in the open. And so we've had a lot of people calling, a lot of people coming to VIP. There's been a lot of marketing that's done with us and VIP Care and some of the other carriers to let people know that VIP Care is taking new patients. So if you've got Medicare or you know somebody who's on Medicare, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of changes. You need to talk with somebody local, and that's what we're here for.
Very good. Yes, go ahead.
And we want to know where you are because we're looking for you. We want to provide you the best care, and we love what we do. All of the physician providers that are my colleagues, they generally have their heart and genuine interest in serving you and providing you the best of care. And I had a question for John, and it was who would be the right person to opt for Medicare Advantage plans versus traditional Medicare, and what's the distinction between the both?
So Medicare is basically just an 80-20 plan, but it doesn't cover prescription drugs. So when I say 80-20 plan, that means that Medicare for covered services covers 80% of the allotted amount, and then the beneficiary, the person who's on Medicare, is responsible for picking up that other 20%. There's two options, or actually three. You can either pay that 20%. You can get a Medicare supplement plan, which you pay a premium for, and that Medicare supplement comes in and picks up that 20% for you. You still have to get a prescription drug plan so you can have your medications covered, and that's going to be an additional premium as well. What Medicare Advantage does is it takes that the 80% and the 20%, they cover both of those. They a lot of times throw in medications as well. There's some Medicare Advantage plans that don't cover drugs, but most of them do. Most of the time, it's a zero premium. There are some plans out there that do have premiums, but you can get a zero premium plan in all of our listening area right now. And what the Medicare Advantage plans do is they offer a lot of additional benefits that Medicare just doesn't cover. You talk about gym memberships, dental coverage, some very, very rich dental coverage, some of which even include dentures. You've got help, I've fallen and I can't get up buttons that some of the plans carry. There's even one plan out there that is providing a robotic service animal. So we know that seniors a lot of times are solo because maybe their spouse has passed and they're by themselves. And so you have some emotional issues that you have to deal with as a physician and part of your treatment with the patient. So one of the plans stepped out and has, it's like they're not these $80,000 robots, but they're like, it's like a dog or a cat. They're robotic, and it's just like a service animal, but it's robotic to give them companionship. Yeah. So, I mean, you got these plans that are really stepping outside of the box and providing things for seniors to try to address certain situations and conditions in the senior population. So with the Medicare Advantage plans, you get a lot more stuff than you do with just traditional Medicare.
Okay, gotcha. Very good.
Yeah. And with the COVID last year and even up until now with what John said, things are getting a little more close to normal. That social isolation really was significant with geriatric depression and also adolescent suicide and across the board. So having socialization, we're such, you know, social creatures, you have to have that outlet and companionship. So if it can come in any form whatsoever, it's a benefit to have.
And good for your health.
It's crucial. It's critical for your health.
Yes. Yeah. And hey, I want to invite you into the conversation. We have a few questions coming in, and we also have a caller on the line, 850-437-1620. Dave from Pensacola is on the line. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I had a thing. The lady told me it's Humana for the extra $120-some, whatever it was, I could get dental coverage that would cover everything. She goes, you got $7,000 coverage. I said, it was great. A phone booth fell on me at the Lillian Post Office and broke most of my teeth. They want $1,000 for one tooth, an implant. Boy, they. And, you know, I'm disabled, and VA won't give them money. And, you know, it's kind of tight, but that's okay. I'm 70, though. But the sixth dentist I called said, one lady, she was so nice about it, she kind of laughed and said, no, honey, we don't even accept that. You know, she said, and the best you're going to get is a cleaning and maybe an x-ray, and that's about it. I said, you're not going to fix my tooth? I said, I want to eat a piece of corn on the cob, or a piece of meat once in a while, once a month maybe. But she goes, no. I said, I'm sick of ramen noodles. And, you know, But she says, no, it does not cover that. And I couldn't get them to cancel it. I had to close the bank account, turn it off. They kept taking it every month. And but after 6 months, I just closed the account. And the bank said, that's okay. And they let me go. And they just gave me a new number. The next day, I had 2 days later, I had a new card. But, yeah, it doesn't cover really what you would think. Or what I was told, anyway.
Well, I'm sorry that that happened, sir. What I would suggest would be to connect with a local agent. And again, I don't know who helped you with the plan that you were on, which plan you had, or which physician, or I'm sorry, dentist was helping you.
Gold Plus or something. Yeah.
So what I would suggest would be, you know, get with a local agent. We'd love to help. There are, with all the different plans, there's different networks with physicians. So some doctors take the plan, some doctors don't. It's the same with dentists. Some of the dentists take the plan, some of the dentists don't. So it's very important that you're working with a local agent who understands all the different nuances there. If you're out there and you're listening, we can reach us at 850-493-6087. We work very closely with VIP Care, and we help patients just like you with these exact types of issues. A lot of times we see that Medicare beneficiaries have just picked up the phone and called the phone number from a television commercial that they saw, and it's not a local person. They don't really understand the different dynamics that are happening here in the Pensacola market, and we'd love to be able to help people just like you when they have these types of situations. I'm sorry that happened, but we'd love to try to help you see if we can figure something out.
You know, David, and I would add on there. Yes, sir, go ahead.
I learned what a PPO is. I didn't know what a PPO is, and they explained that to me, and they said, we don't take those. And what's the other one?
There's HMO.
PPO.
There's PPO.
HMO,
POS.
Goes, no, we don't take those at all. Pain management wouldn't take none of that.
Lots of different acronyms
in the medical world. You'd be better off.
Well, David, VIB Care, I know that we accept UnitedHealthcare PPO program, and so that's one that we do. One thing I would encourage listeners to actually ask their agent about the limitations and set the right expectation for when you go into a policy. I think that sometimes expectations are set high above the bar, and you know, it's all about pooled risk and about trying to provide the best of care for a population. And it's you know, it's very important that people ask that question. You know, you might be feeling as though you're being provided the you know, sky's the limit, when in reality it's like, what are the true covered services? And that's an important thing to ask, is what are the plan limitations?
I had perfect teeth up until that phone booth fell on me. It was the Lillian Post Office. They were trying, back in the 85 or 89, they brought all these Mexicans in, and they were stealing everything. They had gotten the top bolt out of the case. It's got one of the big heavy metal cases with the phone. There was a receiver drilled into the side of each side of it. Those are heavy, but they're mostly aluminum, about 300-400 pounds. And it cantilevered right down on top of my cute little head. It broke the atlas on my spine and two vertebrae in the bottom.
You know, let me go right in.
Give me a pain pill. It's just,
you know, let me go right in. As a former service member myself, you know, my heart goes out. In fact, all of our physicians of VIP Care have served in the military and in the Pensacola area with me. And we get veterans that come
and
to us.
Can you believe we've been through all that in the military?
Pardon?
They didn't kill us in the military, but a phone booth took me out. I think after all I've been through, a phone booth got me.
Well, David, let me wrap with this. Is what I'd love for you to press on. So we try to provide that access to our veterans, because there is difficulty getting access in the VA system. And so we do provide that outlet, and you know, connect them with community resources for assistance. So I hope you contact our office, and we can help provide you the best of care. Looking forward to seeing you.
And thank you for your service, sir.
Yes, thank you, David. Thank you for calling. And he has such a great spirit about it, too. Yeah. So, you know, you have to have a good attitude in life. We talked about this earlier before we came on air. And it kind of
give up your crazy laugh.
No, don't give it up. Don't give it up at all. Hey, 850-437-1620. If you have a question or you'd like to text, you can go ahead and do that. You started to kind of cover this right before we talked to Dave in Pensacola, but the question is, what is the difference between going through you, Community Insurance Partners, and waiting for open enrollment through the Affordable Care Act?
Okay, so with Community Insurance Partners, we focus primarily on the Medicare population. So for the Medicare population, those who have Medicare or Medicare with Medicaid, your time to enroll, the annual election period, is October 15th through December 7th. Okay. The Affordable Care Act has its own open enrollment time frame. I believe it starts right around the middle of first or the middle of November and runs through, I think, the second week in December. Don't quote me on that because that's just not, we've got some of our team members that do that. It's just not kind of the main thing that we focus on. And then with Medicare Advantage, you have that extra additional time at the beginning of the year. You can make one change if you're not happy with your plan. That's called the open enrollment. So that does get very confusing, and that's why you want to work with someone local who understands, again, what all those election periods are and how they can best help you. I think about, you know, the story that Dave shared with us with going to a dentist and finding out almost kind of after the fact, is the way it sounded, that maybe some things weren't going to be covered. So that's the exact kind of thing that we deal with on a daily basis. Our customers, we tell them to call us, let us help them with those things. We have our own internal customer service team. It's right here local. It helps, and we understand the different nuances, which physicians are in the networks, which ones are not, who's on the Medicare list, who's not on the Medicare list when it comes to dental. So we can help make sure these beneficiaries get all the extra benefits that are out there. And can maximize them and use them. Some of the other things that are out there, some of the plans cover free transportation. They'll pick you up from your home, take you to a doctor's office. Obviously, it has to be a doctor that's in their network. But if you have trouble getting to the doctor, the plans have kind of provided some of that with some of the carriers. There's over-the-counter benefits, extremely rich over-the-counter benefits. Some of the plans have a food card. There's other plans that are offering some coverage for utility bills. They've really gotten kind of outside of the box over the last 12 to 18 months with the benefits. So again, give us a call, 850-493-6087. We'd love to help you. If you're the caregiver, if you're out there driving around and you're the caregiver of a Medicare beneficiary, you got a lot on your plate, you know, you're helping take care of mom and dad or maybe an uncle or a neighbor, there's a lot to know, and you want to make sure that you're making the best decisions for them, and that's exactly what we're here for, is to help you out.
Yes, excellent. And actually, here's another question coming in for you, John. Okay, let me get this right, and I wrote it down so then I could read it and not lean over. Are there Medicare Advantage benefits to being healthy when you sign up for a plan?
Okay, so that's a fantastic question. For almost the entirety of Medicare Advantage existence, there was only one health-related question that someone who's working with a Medicare plan and agent could ask, and that was, do you have end-stage renal disease? Okay. That got changed for 2021. So now there basically is no health question. You can be as healthy as an ox or extremely sick, and you can sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan. The benefits to being healthier, obviously, is that you're going to be able to experience less out-of-pocket expenses if you're very healthy and you're working with a physician like at VIP Care. Dr. Burnett and the group there, they're going to work with you to continue that health model that you're kind of going down, doing the preventative medicine. Almost all the preventative medicine measures are generally no copay or no cost. I don't say all, because there might be a plan out there that has a copay on some, but most of the time the preventative stuff is zero cost. So if you're healthy, you want to come to a place like VIP Care. There's lots of different plan options that we can help you take a look at where you can get some additional benefits as well. And again, the benefit of having that healthier lifestyle is you're going to have significantly less out-of-pocket cost with copays, co-insurance, and deductible for services and those things.
Okay, very good.
Hope that answers the question.
I hope so too. That's your job here. No, I love that. And hey, what's the number to call if they would like to reach out to VIP Care and be able to talk to y'all and get one of those amazing appointments with you?
Exactly. Okay, that number is 850-972-9890. And please call that number, because we are looking for you to enroll with us this year, open enrollment. We have a lot of love and care for you, and we really want you to establish with us so you can see and experience firsthand just the excellent care that you will receive at VIP Care.
Yeah, whether you are relatively healthy or you have some different health hurdles that you need to overcome. So when they come into your office, let's say specifically you, Dr. Burnett, and you have a patient that comes in, and how does a normal routine appointment usually go for you? Normal, is it ever routine and normal?
It's usually unique okay. to the individual. You know, we all have our own fingerprints, and so yes. I let the person set the charge, and they open up and let them, you know, it's I needed to understand how you walk in your shoes and sort of how I serve you and treat you, because I can't walk in your shoes for you. And so I like to speak globally as a whole of VIB Care. It's really a unique organization that provides that best group of care for you, because I've been in other scenarios where you were limited on resources, and they provide the time to be able to actually get to know who you are and what your special and specific needs are. You know, there's routine. What's routine is sometimes the preventive screenings, depending on age-related basis. It starts around age 50 and then goes up to age 75 for mammograms, pap smears, colonoscopy, colorectal cancer screenings, and the like. And we tailor-make individual care plans for each and every individual person. So that's really how that goes down. We do follow HEDIS measures, which are healthcare effectiveness data and information sets, which sort of gives you a formal outline that satisfies the insurance company's CMS guidelines and whatnot. But within that contains all of the preventive measures that holds physicians accountable and also the system as a whole to provide you that care. And we're very, very clear on what those needs are and how to provide the access to that care, and the affability and the friendliness that you receive at VIP Care. That's why I'm part of that, because I wouldn't have any other way to, you know, wouldn't have it any other way to participate in my career at this time, because I can select and choose where I work, how I work, but VIP Care was a calling for me to be able to really be involved with the patient.
I love that.
Hope I covered the bases on that one.
You did, and it's so passionate. I love it so much. That's Dr. Burnett mm-hmm. with VIP Care. We're going to give that number again in just a couple moments. Another question coming in for you, John. I feel like we should have a bell every time, like a specific bell for one to go back and forth on the expert panel. John Wagner is here with Community Insurance Partners. Right now, annual enrollment is happening. We're going to give that number to you. But the question is, and it goes back to, I think, they were just tuning in and they heard part of Dave's call, and they were asking, does Community Insurance Partners work with disabled vets on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So if you are a veteran, first, thank you so much for your service. Thank you to your families also, because they have a great sacrifice when the actual veteran is serving as well. So thank you to all of you for what you've done. But yes, veterans obviously have care through the VA. And those that were in the military and in the government sector have the TRICARE piece as well. But there are plans offered that are specifically tailored to that population. And they cover everything that Medicare covers. They work in tandem with the VA and with TRICARE as well. So there's great benefit options that TRICARE and the VA don't cover that you can pick up on. Again, some of the things out there, the dental piece is huge for a lot of people, just as was referenced by our caller Dave earlier. Transportation, the over-the-counter benefits, a lot of different things that are out there. So yes, just because you've got VA, you can still look at Medicare Advantage options. There's a lot of different good things out there, and we'd love to talk with you about it. So give us a call, 850-493-6087.
Excellent. Yes. Such good questions today.
Very good questions today.
Mm-hmm. We said we were going to have fun, and we totally did, and had so much information. And I want to go ahead and, of course, give Dr. Burnett one more time a chance to share the number for people to reach out to VIP Care.
Yeah, I really wish that you would call the number here, 850-972-9890. Make that appointment. Please show up and come on in. It'll be an experience that you will remember.
Absolutely. Yes. And thank you. Thank you for your passion, Dr. Burnett. And you can go online, getvipcare.com, and also Community Insurance Partners. You can go to communityinsurancepartners.com, or what's the number one more time, John, to call locally?
850-493-6087.
Yes, absolutely. Ask those questions. You don't want to just be another number in the deli line at the doctor. You want to actually get your questions answered and start on a road to improvement. Like you mentioned before, there's a lot of different options, and it's better to ask than just sit and wonder.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for spending time with me this morning. Always so much fun.
Happy November, everybody.
Yes. And please ask all those questions. You guys will be with us next week again, 9 a.m. Monday morning. You can get the Better Health Care Show right here on the Pensacola.